Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
Today we are watching Power Rangers episode 200, nice, Power Rangers in Space, episode 19, Invasion of the Body Switchers.
Just the one.
Just the one switcher?
Just one, Invasion of the Body Switcher.
Okay.
It aired September 26, 1998, is written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Judd Lynn.
Judd's doing a lot of work
He's got his fingers all over the space pie.
Him and Jackie Marchand, I think, also wrote every single episode of Time Force.
Cool.
So there's that.
They're working it out. They're flexing their muscles.
They're figuring it out. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And I'm going through this real quick because my roommate's fine. My neighbors are the dirt worst and just standing outside yelling.
Yeah, having a good yell party out on their porch. Good old yell.
So hopefully they will stop by the time we come back, but I'm not going to bet on that. Anyway.
Never bet against the house, Jake.
Let's rock it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
And we're back, and we just watched Invasion of the Body Switcher.
Sweatshirt. Bodies are sweat.
The body sweatshirt.
It's the 90s, so it's very big and airbrushed to have TLC on it. The band.
I'm glad you specified.
The whole band. T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili.
And Chili.
The whole shebang. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. It's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We are on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play, and you can leave us a rating interview in any of those places, and it would help us out a bunch. We'd really appreciate it. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. If you go there and donate as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return. I just realized we haven't sent out a second shipment of shirts yet.
I got a message today, and I have two of them I'm sending out that will have been sent out by the time this episode goes up.
So. Okay, so if you haven't got a shirt yet, and we haven't gotten back to you about it because you've pledged since the last one or something happened to the time before that, let us know, and we will get you a shirt if you're a shirt backer, not just if you want one. There's rules.
Yeah.
This isn't the Wild West. There are rules here.
No, this is not the planet Onyx. This is the Morphin Grid.
Yeah, this is the Morphin Grid. We believe in law and order. Also, my neighbors are still yelling. Sorry about it. All right, so we don't have any new emails because we're ahead. You guys even have
some emails, too.
You guys even haven't some emails either. All right?
Where are you going?
I don't know. Look, Josh, my AC broke 2 days ago, and it hasn't been fixed yet, and I live in Texas, and it's really hot in here, and my neighbors are yelling. I just want to talk. Can we just talk about this episode of Power Rangers?
It was pretty good. I think talking about this episode might cool you off.
I really enjoyed it. I got a beer. We'll see where this night goes. We start off on Ashley. It's her birthday. She's going to party like it's her birthday.
Which means sit in Angel Grove Park at a picnic table with her friends.
Yeah, like it's your birthday. Real quick, what was Cassie wearing? She's got a pink t-shirt on with a rose on it. Looks like a rose on a cross. I don't think that's what it is because this is Power Rangers. She's got a long sleeve shirt on under the t-shirt, which is a good look. I like that. I like the layers. It's the exact same shade of pink, though, so it's a little hard to delineate where it stops and ends.
Right.
It stops just and ends? You know what I meant.
It stops and ends at the same place.
Same place, but I can't tell.
Yeah, it's just if you're a little hot in the armpits, you could take an outer layer off, but still keep your sleeves.
Yeah, if there's a very narrow cold front, you'll be fine. She's also got black pants on, and her hair, most importantly, her hair is pulled into a ponytail, but it's not a regular ponytail.
No, it's like...
It's like four braids coming out of the ponytail junction.
It's a minimum of four separate braids coming out of the ponytail.
I am a noted fan of braids. Obviously I've seen this before because I've seen this episode, but I've never seen this before.
I've never seen this elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I don't remember seeing this before.
This is a Power Rangers exclusive. Speaking of hair, Ashley has pseudo prom hair again. Because it's her birthday.
A little bit. But she does have a big headband in the middle of it.
Yeah. And she's also got like a crop top on and a skirt. I'm just pointing this out because we called Astronema's wig that she will have in this episode last time the Spaghetti Posh Spice wig.
Yeah.
Ashley definitely looks like she is ready to take Sporty's place at any moment.
She does, because she has like a short kind of like tennis style skirt on.
Yeah.
And under that is yellow spandex like biking shorts. Yeah.
But then, like, crop top, yellow hoodie.
That's the sportiest
that's
of the spices.
That's Ash's spice. She's ready for it. She blows out some candles, which is how we know it's her birthday. And then she's like, she made her wish, obviously, but she can't say it. And Carlos is like, oh, what would you wish for? And I feel like every show is obligated to do this.
Every TV show with a birthday in it has to remind the viewers that you can't tell your wish.
Yeah, you can't. Here's what I like about this episode. The wish never comes up again. We get in a minute, like, not a minute, in like 1 second.
Right, it never leaves this scene.
You know, her and Cassie, like, look at each other, and they're like, Cassie's like, I know what your wish is. But that's it. It doesn't come back, doesn't play into anything else. It's just like, I can't tell you my wish, Carlos, so I won't. It was real nice. So then she goes up to Andros with a piece of cake, and she's like, hey, I got you some birthday cake. And he's like, oh, we don't celebrate birthdays on KO35. Now there's a dog. I'm leaving this in. This is just my life,
okay,
guys.
I was just going to wait for the dog.
Nah. Fuck it. So
this is a slice of life podcast now, guys.
Congratulations. Get to hear what it's like to be me. I hope you can hear how sweaty I am.
Ew.
So, where was I? Anders doesn't celebrate birthdays, but he did get her a present because they didn't on KO35 doesn't mean he didn't do a Google on what a birthday is.
Yeah,
because
Ashley even says, like, well, I don't expect you to know all of our weird, strange customs
Earth
here
customs,
on Earth.
Like celebrating that we are alive still.
We made it.
We did it another year. But then he got her a present. It's a little present. You know, it's like a jewelry box.
Yeah.
And he hands it to
her. It's yellow.
It's yellow, obviously. All of her presents are wrapped in yellow of some sort. Well,
yeah,
that's
how you know who the presents are for.
Right. I feel like on...
There should be like...
Is there a gift wrapping station on the Astro Mega ship?
Everybody
then?
Else should get a little grab bag that's their color.
Yeah.
Here. Did your friends, when they had birthday parties, did their parents ever make like grab bags for the other kids?
Oh, yeah. My mom did that, too. Yeah.
I don't remember if my mom did that or not. I hope she did.
I know my mom did it a couple times. I don't know. Like, obviously, there was a point after which it didn't. Birthday parties are so weird when you're a kid. I'm getting, right now, a little anxious thinking about just being... at my own birthday party as a child.
I mean, I've never had a large number of friends at once. So my birthday parties were mostly family and then like the couple of kids I hung out with at that point in my life. So it was fine. It wasn't like a bunch. I didn't tell everyone at school to come to my house because I didn't want them at my house.
I remember in kindergarten or first grade and maybe second grade, I just like invited everybody in my class. So, like, a lot of kids came because that's what you did in rural New Hampshire. But after a certain point, it was like, all right, these 8 people tops, maybe 10. I don't know. There was like 5 of us. And then there was like an extended circle around that of maybe 10 more, maybe. That it was like, these are people I can birthday party with. And outside of that, don't try me. Anyway, it's the present. You remember how we were talking about Power Rangers a while ago?
Yeah.
So it's Andros got her a necklace with a gemstone on it
rare gem from KO35.
Yeah, and she's like, "Oh, it's so pretty." I took a note, so I did not see what it looks like.
It
is it yellow?
You know the Goron's ruby?
I do.
The spiritual stone of fire.
Yeah,
it kind of looks like that, but it's yellow instead of red.
Nice. So then we cut to the Dark Fortress. And we hear off screen, we don't see him, I don't think, Dark Spectre, who sounded to me...
We see him.
Did we see him monitor?
He's on like a monitor,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, I must have missed that, but...
I thought when... Okay, you're about to say what you said.
Yes.
So say it.
He sounds like Donkey Lips from Salute Your Shorts.
He does. And I thought when you said that, it was because you saw him. And that I was going to make a joke about how Elgar's Budnick, but Elgar's... Worst. Budnick's too good to be Elgar.
Yeah, Budnick is not...
Elgar's Spicoli. Not Spicoli. What was his name? The salami kid?
Oh, you're asking the wrong dude.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay, I'm going to keep going.
I'll come back.
So Astronema is like, I need to get on the Astromega ship and steal it, I think is her plan. And they're like, well, you won't be able to do that. You're not a Power Ranger. She's like, exactly. So she summons up the Body Switcher. The Body Switcher sucks. He turns into a bunch of monsters that we will probably never see again. And he's like singing and dancing, but he's just like really annoying. And I am not a fan.
No, he's switching into like other monster. He's trying to prove his ability to turn into anything, but he's only turning into other monsters.
Yeah, and that's
A lot of them look similar.
Yeah,
to him.
It's like, and then later he does it again. It's like, you're just doing more monsters. This isn't cool or fun. She's like, turn me into a Power Ranger. And he zaps her, and it's off screen. And they're all like, did it work? And then there's like a reveal shot that she turned into Ashley. She has a little voice test. And at first her voice was Astronema's voice. But then
she clears her throat.
She had to like, yeah, clear, and then it became Ashley. Did you find out who the salami kid is?
I did. It's not Spicoli. It's Ronnie Pinsky.
Ronnie Pinsky.
You remember Ronnie Pinsky? He replaces Michael after season one.
Oh, he's a Green Ranger.
Kind of, yeah.
I don't remember him at all.
He, you would if you saw a picture, I think.
Okay, I assume.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know if we got that far back when Nick Reboot was up.
Oh, rest in peace, Nick Reboot. Too perfect for this fallen world.
Yeah.
I don't think we did either. I think we watched like half of season one, and it was like, sorry guys, can't fight City Hall. hey Nickelodeon, just do that and I'll pay you whatever you want.
I wouldn't go that far.
As long as you want $10.
Give you a cool 10.
anyway, we go to the theme song, and they added those like 5 to 28 minutes.
They trick you with the fake in space.
Yeah, they do a
they got you good.
They
this
got
time.
Me good because I did the like in space, but it
was just like it was
like space, and then it was like and it kept going, and I was like, guys, it just did.
Yeah, they had
thing.
To add in the Onyx footage that they
yeah,
have.
I.
And that's it? That's all the new footage is from that episode, I think?
And there was some Mega Voyager stuff.
Right.
The Mega V... Megazord? Megavazord?
Yeah, V2, all right.
Milk purple stuff, V2, all right. so then we come back from the theme song, and Ashley and Cassie are talking about Andros, because Ashley has a crush. She likes him.
Ooh.
And there's this really great shot of Ashley stopping for 1 second as Cassie keeps going and getting nabbed by Quantron.
Yeah, Quantron just like run out and grab her and like run her back. And like why don't they just do this to all of them?
Right? Like it could if they just did it and put him in 5 different places and was like, don't let him go or
no.
do anything.
Here's their morphers. Throw him in a volcano.
Yeah. Feed him to Dark Spectre.
Or just like, oh, look, you have the Ranger unmorph. Just, like, quick little stab.
Yeah.
And you're good.
If
no
you
more Ranger.
Sneak up on him. Just have 5 Quantrons. Give him a little shiv all at once.
Blah.
That's a dead Power
I understand
Ranger.
This is a kid's show.
Right.
So when you capture them, you just hold them until they get away. I get that. I
right.
understand
yeah, there's
that.
No end game. There's no out.
Just, like, give him a little stab. Just, like, yeah, go.
Not that I'm rooting for the bad guy or anything. No, but sometimes you just want to see him get one. I don't want to see any Power Rangers get stabbed. I mean, look, we got
no,
enough
let's
of that
be perfectly clear.
In the movie. It wasn't really a stabbing. It was
just a blasting.
It was a murder. Anyway, so, because Astronema comes up as Ashley, and there's a lot of good visual gags to, like, show that Ashley is, like, trying to get out, but keeps getting dragged back, and, like, Astronema's trying to, like, distract Cassie long enough.
Yeah.
At one point, she summons up a bunch of Quantrons. And she's like, Cassie, help. And she's just like holding one's arm and like waving its arm at herself to like make it look like it. Because the Quantrons are clearly confused.
Yeah.
So Cassie jumps in to help fight. This is like fight. And Cassie's doing a fight scene.
She is fighting the Quantrons.
And then it cuts to Astronema, who is just like hitting them a little bit and like pushing them away and like knocking their arms away.
One of them loses his cool and, like, punches Astronema in the gut.
Like, sucker punches her?
Like, force palms it in the chest and sends it flying back to the moon,
I think? She gives it a Jushin Thunder Liger heart palming, and it just is gone. Is it just heart flies palm away.
A level above or a level below a fatal heart punch?
I feel like they are the Japanese and American equivalents of each other.
Okay. So they're on equal ground.
They are about on equal ground. And yet it's not really a heart. It's like the center. He like hits you in the soul.
Oh, okay. It's a soul palm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Jushin Thunder Liger rules. I don't know if you know this, but like in kayfabe, like that suit doesn't have a man in it. It has a bunch of demons that were captured and like it fights demons and captures them and puts it inside the suit with the rest of them.
Japan is a very different
place. Pro wrestling is the greatest. It is real and I will die for this.
The pro wrestling over there is very different from the WWE.
Uh-huh. Nowadays, it's just like, that's Jushin Thunder Liger, you know, world-renowned legend of wrestling, who's like 58 and still wrestles really good.
The great thing about him is that he's completely covered.
Yeah.
So Jushin Thunder Liger can live forever.
Forever. But as far as we know, it's the same dude that wrestled Brian Pillman in 1996 on the first episode of Nitro.
Yeah, if they don't do a tiger mask with it where they tell you it's a different person by giving it a number, which with tiger mask, like, you can tell because you can see the upper body and stuff. Yeah. So you can tell when it's a different person. And I like that, like, it's a, you're not tiger mask, you're tiger mask 4.
Yeah.
I like that. Tiger Mask, but for Jushin Thunder Liger, I kind of just want him to,
to always, from time immemorial, where
this man retires,
Jushin Thunder Liger.
There's just a new body in the suit, and he's a bunch of demons, so a new one just took form.
Yeah. Like, also, if anyone likes wrestling and hasn't seen Jushin Thunder Liger versus Owen Hart, do yourselves a Google. I don't want to spoil the end, but I'm about to. Jushin Thunder Liger does a DDT from the top rope. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. Owen Hart is standing on the top rope.
Mm-hmm.
Liger jumps to the top rope to stand with him,
mm-hmm.
grabs Owen by the head, and DDTs him into the ring.
Mm-hmm.
It's nasty.
That is a move in No Mercy, I think.
Is it?
I think so. There's also a brainbuster, not a superplex, but a brainbuster from the top rope.
Well, that's just a murder.
That, like, the animation is you do a superplex, but then you drop them on their head, and they like roll forward and they sit up and just like shake a little and fall back down. Like, you killed the man.
Oh no. Anyway, this has been our wrestling corner. Jushin Liger rules. Everyone needs to go watch that match with Owen Hart.
The T stands for thunder, for real, in this case.
The T literally stands for thunder. So, where even were we? Oh, she wrecks that one Quantron, right?
She soul palmed him.
So then they go back to the Astro Mega ship, and Astronom is just walking around because she looks like Ashley, so she can do that. And she's like, gotta find.
They don't explain how Astronom made it back because she
doesn't have a morpher, doesn't have a.
She would not teleport the same way Ashley would.
Well, maybe
right?
She took her morpher and communicator.
I would hope so.
Because Ashley doesn't have it later.
Yes.
So
I think you're right.
That must be it. They never show that, but I guess they just let you make your own conclusions.
Yeah.
So she's like, now I gotta find the engine room. And Decker's like, engine room is fourth door on the left, or whatever. And Sean was like, it's not polite to eavesdrop.
Decker's weird in that she does have a personality, but doesn't like recognize that that's not Ashley, that that's Ashley acting weird.
Well, yeah, you'd think with the amount of scans that she does on these children all the time to make sure, like, she knows when they're having a bad dream, so she's got to be constantly scanning their vitals.
Right.
Like, she thinks she'd be like, huh, your body's weird.
Your chemistry is all different.
The inside of that body isn't the same as it usually is.
Also, I know you've been to the engine room a lot.
So,
what up?
Like, she, like, holds back for a second and then, like, points a finger at Decca, one camera.
Well, she doesn't know.
Right. And she zaps it, and it, like, breaks and falls down. That will come up later, sort of. She's, like, trying to find the engine room, because now she knows where it is, I guess. And she walks by Cassie, and Cassie's like, hey, can you help me? And she's like, yeah, sure. What do you need? She's like, hand me the scissor scanner. The scissor scanner.
Yeah.
And
so Astronema goes over to, like, the workbench. She's just, like, hovering her hand over different tools. I think she's just, like, waiting for a cue.
Like when your dad's like, give me the 5mm wrench, and you're like, uh-huh. I mean, like, that's a bad example, because all wrenches just say what they are on them.
Right.
So, like,
But you know, there's a lot of very specific tools that I definitely don't know.
Yeah. There are a lot of tools, a lot more than you would think.
I've worked in a tool factory as like a night watchman for a hot minute.
For 15 minutes.
And there are a lot of tools. I'm like, I don't even know what you would. They had a lot of tools specifically that were for making tools.
That's kind of a snake eating its own tail, huh?
Yeah.
So
who makes the tools that make the tools?
Who tools the toolman?
Binford. It all starts with Binford. We figured it out.
Binford's all the way down. So anyway, she's like, it's the one over there by the blasters. And Astronomer's like, right, of course. And Cassie looks back down. And then just like behind her, Astronomer all of a sudden has her giant spear pointed at Cassie's head. And then we cut away. And presumably, Ashley's dead now.
No, Cassie.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, we fade to commercial, and then we fade back totally not even worried about that. Like, the episode does not even bring that up again until a little later.
Yeah, then, like, we're in another, like, a workout room, and Carlos is doing some bench presses, and it's the machine is magic and gravity, et cetera, et cetera. So, like, you turn a dial, and it gets heavier. It's like,
he just has a bar.
It's just a bar.
And Ashley's like, oh, how, or Astronomer. Astronomy? Astronomer.
Ash Astronomer.
She asks, how could I help you? And he's like, put a little weight on this. And I thought she was going to put like actual weights on
it. Yeah, no, she just like turns a dial.
But she turns the dial all the way up and it just like lands on his chest. And he's, oh, it's too much.
And then she pulls her spear out of nowhere again.
Before she spears him, she says, I know, I am too much.
Rock stars in my house?
And like, huge kudos to Tracy Lynn Cruz for nailing Astronomer's stance.
Oh yeah, like 100%. It's and like spoilers, Ashley's gonna turn into Astronomer. You guys can figure that out from the title,
right?
And Melody Perkins also nails Ashley's mannerisms.
They both do a very good job.
It's really good. But
instead of letting Carlos die, she just knocks him out with her staff.
Yeah, I guess. So then we cut to Ashley.
Ashley.
No.
It's like actually, but Ashley.
No, I don't. I laugh, but I don't like it.
It's LL Cool Runnings all over again.
Stop it. Please. So.
I'm never going
to
stop.
So she's tied to a tree, and Body Sisters are like, look at me, I'm a jazz cat. And he turns into like a cat and is dancing. And I was like, I hate this guy.
He sucks.
This guy sucks. So she's like, big deal. If you can turn you into anything, that's nothing. What about turning me into something? And he's like, yeah, I'm easily tricked. What do you want?
And then as soon as he's like, what should I turn you into? Or whatever he actually says. Elgar is just wandering through the dark woods like,
yeah.
Astronomer, where you at?
Yeah, they're in the woods / on another planet.
Elgar knows the plan, right?
He was there. Like, he was in the room when she turned into Ashley.
So, and he knows where Astronomer is because she told him the plan. So instead of being like, oh, her plan is working and she's on the megaship, he is like, she must be lost in this weird dark forest dimension. I should go find her.
Yeah, like, what? Elgar? You stupid. So she's like, can you turn me into Astronomer? And he does. And then Elgar's like, what are you doing? Like, he comes up and sees Astronomer tied up. He's like, what are you doing? And he like pushes him down and she's like, cut me loose. Elgar cuts Ashley loose and she's like, and tie him up and walks away. And she's like, yep, you got it. Can't get good help these days. I love that Elgar is like, you're the boss, Astronomer.
Yeah.
I kind of do love that. He is very dumb, though.
Yeah, he picks up the body switcher to tie him up, and the body switcher's like, that's the Yellow Ranger, you dumb idiot. You're the only monster dumber than me
in the world.
I turned her into Astronomer. We have to go get her.
So then we cut back to the Astro Megaship, where Astronomer bumps into Alpha, who's like, Ashley, I wanted to give you a birthday present. And she's like, what do you want in return? And he's like, nothing. You're my friend.
Also, like, though, it's your birthday. It's not just a present for being
Your
friend.
Like, I feel like he should have led with that, but he didn't. So she's like, okay. And she opens it. And it's like a not a snow globe, but like a...
It's like a music box. It's like I'm pretty sure it's an actual Precious Moments music
box.
Yeah,
it's like you'd spin the thing on the bottom and it's like...
Yeah.
But like pretty, not what I just did. And she's like, no one's ever been nice to me for real before. Whatever, I hate him anyway. And
yeah, then stupid robot. She throws it down to like a trash chute that says refuse on it.
Refuse.
Well, she refused the gift.
Well, yes, but refuse means trash.
Refuse.
No.
It's where all the gifts you don't want goes. Yeah, that's the bad gift chute.
It's bad gifts and like pamphlets that someone hands you. Like, here, you throw this away. Thanks. And you just toss it.
Somebody came to my door the other
Jehovah's
day.
Witness?
No, it was for a church. They knocked at the door, and I like ran out from my room to look because I didn't know if like maybe you or Tony or someone was coming over for whatever reason. I look out the door, and it's just this lady I've never seen before. So I'm like, whatever. And I go back to my room. I go back later, and she shoved this pamphlet into my door, like the side, not the bottom, the side of my door so hard that it came like through into the apartment.
Was it a... like a full color pamphlet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Jehovah's Witness. We got the same one. I opened the door, which I feel like illustrates the difference between the two of us.
Yes. So I took it and threw it in the refuse.
I also refused it. I think I might have torn it up first. Just because.
I didn't tear it up. It was so weird. It was a weird pamphlet.
Yeah, she was like, here, this is a church, come up. And I was like, no, probably not, but thanks. I shut the door.
Were you in your underwear this time?
I was in this probably. It was okay. Like during the day. It was like 10 or whenever. If it would have been earlier, yeah, it would have been. No one has heard this story on the podcast, I don't think, but I house sat for you when you lived in your old apartment.
Yeah.
And there would be people that would knock on your door and ask if you spoke Spanish. And if you didn't, they would just leave.
Yeah.
And I figured out that they were a Spanish church.
Okay.
So, because I think they finally made their way to my old apartment at one point, and that's kind of what it was. But it would be real, would be like, ¿habla español? And he'd be like, no. And they'd be like, okay, and they would leave, which is like very strange. You lived in like a predominantly Spanish place. So did I, you know, Mexican place. So did I in my old apartment. And it was, so like it would happen sometimes. And I was house sitting for you, and it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. And they knocked on the door, and I opened the door in my underwear, and I was like, what do you want? My hair was, like, all over the place. I had a wicked bedhead. I was literally just in my undies, and I saw this man. It looked like he saw a ghost, and he left without even asking me if I spoke Spanish.
What do you want? Oh, goodbye.
Sorry. And then he just left. It's 6 in the morning, dude. What do you expect? Anyway, she throws a present away. No one's ever been nice to her, but she doesn't care. We cut to...
Do we want to talk about how this is laying some groundwork? And this is kind of the episode where things are going to start to change?
Well, there's a big thing at the end, but that's not what you're talking
about.
That's
not what I'm talking about.
There... I don't know
because a lot happens this season, and this is definitely like... planting those seeds.
Yeah.
Because you see for a second when she's like, no one's ever been nice to me before. Where it's like, oh, well, there's the trick.
There it is. Also, like, she probably doesn't get a lot of birthday presents as a rule.
Dark Spectre's not sending out music boxes.
Exactly. So, like, there's that too. Yeah, we can't talk about it in detail, but, like, remember this later.
Yeah.
When a big thing happens. Then at the end of this episode, another thing happens that I thought was... way later too, but I guess I was wrong. We cut to the bridge. Andros and TJ are talking about Deca, or not Deca, but like the scans are not scanning right.
Well, they were calling for Cassie and Carlos, and they did not answer.
Well, they did that afterwards because they're like, I'm still worried about the something.
It's whatever, like, yeah, the scanners or the whatever were broken from the last fight, probably. They were still worried about.
Oh, maybe that's it. The circuits, then,
the
probably?
The circuits. The circuitry.
And like, yeah, we should, and TJ's like, yeah, we should send someone to go check that out. And he's like, yeah, I'll call Cassie. Cassie, are you there? No. Carlos, are you there? No. Doesn't try Ashley, which is weird. It's like, he kind of knows. And TJ's like, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. So he leaves, and then... we cut to Astronema finally dragging Carlos into a storage room.
Yeah, so she knocked him out, zapped him, presumably with her spear. staff. And then just was like walking around for a minute, bumped into Alpha, threw a music box in the trash.
Was like, and oh,
then,
right.
And then I was like, to, I should get him off of that.
I did leave him in the weight room. I should do that. TJ comes in right after she like hides him. And she's like, hey, what's up? And she's like, nothing. Oh, let's go. I feel like I said she twice. Whatever. TJ asked Ashley, what's up?
Right.
Except it's astronomer. He doesn't know. So she's like, yeah, nothing. Let's go. And he turns around and he sees Carlos's shoes. He's like,
right. I think
that?
He hears Carlos go like, ugh.
Yeah, Carlos is like stirring.
Yeah.
And so he goes over there and he sees Carlos. He's like, Carlos, what happened? And Carlos is like, ugh. And then there's just astronomer behind him with her spear again. And we smash cut to the bridge doors opening and Ashley walking in, or astronomer as
but
Ashley.
Like, when they open, she is in a total astronomer pose inside the elevator.
Oh, yeah, she's got, like, her hand on her hip.
Yeah.
She's,
and she,
like, ready.
Struts out and is like, oh, hey, Andros, and, like, when, switches.
Yeah, when she's walking down the hall, she is, like, swinging her hips so hard, I'm worried she might dislocate them.
Yeah.
And, but she is, like, boss astronomer walking. And then as soon as someone's there, she's like, I gotta get awkward teen, I guess. Hey, what's up? Let me help. It's great. It's really, really great stuff. He's like, yeah, I can't get a hold of anybody. Let me go check it out. And as he goes, he like turns. She like waves at a screen, and I guess that summoned a monster to Earth?
She used magic to make an image on the screen.
Oh, that makes more sense. Because
There is not an actual monster
That's
on Earth.
That's true.
Because there is, it comes up on the screen, and she's like,
bad
look.
Bad critical thinking.
Look, Andros, there's an attack, and Dekka, who is in the bridge still,
yeah,
it doesn't mention that an eye went out.
No, and that's why I was confused, because Dekka's like, I'm not scanning anything. And earlier, or I'm not detecting anything, and earlier they were like, I'm still worried about the thing, and they said something about like scanners or detection or something like not working,
right?
And so I was like, oh, that's why she summoned a monster to Earth and she can't scan it, but there wasn't one, so it's just the whole thing,
yeah. Because she's like, I'm not picking up any signals from Earth, and then astronomer just like blasts past that. It's like, we have to go right now,
we
and
go
like
right
is
now.
Pushing Andros out, and he's like, what about the others? Oh, there's no time, no, you're right,
yeah. And Andros is like, oh, yeah, you're right. So he jumps down the poop chute, and then she is like, yeah, okay. Holds her nose like she's going to go jump in a pool and dives into it. And then he lands on Earth, morphed. And she face plants, morphed. And here's where I think this episode was conceived.
Okay.
The shots of them landing, I'm pretty sure, are Sentai footage.
I think so.
So there's one shot.
It's another 2-second shot.
Of the Yellow Ranger flailing for a second as she lands. And they're like, how do we get here?
That's astronomer.
That's the only explanation, is it's not Ashley. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but
right.
That's my headcanon. Someone convince me otherwise. She stands up. She's like, oh, being a Power Ranger is harder than it looks, I guess. And it's like, I don't see anything here. There's like, it's just calm down here. So astronomer takes out her gun and like braces her arm on her other arm. So she has a steady shot.
Yeah.
And she's going to shoot him in the head.
She is about 1 or 2 seconds away from turning her wrist into a kill shot.
That's a kill shot. And then Ashley, who looks like astronomer, shows up and she's like, astronomer, no.
It's like, not so fast, astronomer. She says, as astronomer.
As astronomer.
And so now Andros is like, what? Huh?
Ham new?
But then turns to astronomer, who is the Yellow Ranger. Now things are going to get hairy.
Yeah, things are going to get a little tricky, guys. You need to stick with us.
Turns to...
Follow me, cameraman. Slap chop. You're going to love my nuts.
You're going to love my nuts. So turns to astronomer, who is the Yellow Ranger. Is like, what's going on? To which astronomer says, it must be a trick.
It's got to be a trick. And he's like, oh, of course.
Which
Let's
is like, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, right? It's a weird, very straightforward plan. But imagine if that was like the shoot reason. Like, imagine if like Ashley was still Ashley and astronomer just showed up and went, not so fast, astronomer. Like, wouldn't you be like, what?
She should try that now that this has happened once.
Right?
And then Andros will be all mixed
He'll
up.
He'll be all a flutter. So they fight. At some point, we cut back to Alpha, who's like, where did everybody go? And then he finds the other Rangers hanging from the ceiling.
All the blood rushes to the head.
Yeah.
When they do that.
And he's like, Rangers, who did this?
Which, like, I'm still worried about TJ.
I mean, They're clearly not. But they keep putting him in positions where, like,
they were not worried about him an hour after the fact.
No, they were like, hey, I'm doing a scan. And he's like, I don't remember anything. They're like, that's fine. Let's go back and fight more?
Yeah, get your helmet on and you go land face first on a rock.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Now we're going to hang you upside down, get all that good blood in your head.
Get all that new blood into your head. That's where it wants to be, all up in there. Alpha presumably gets them down. We cut back to Andros and Astronema and Ashley, and they're still fighting. And Astronema's like, wait. Or Ashley is like, wait, I can prove that I'm Ashley.
Ashley, who is Astronema.
Who is Astronema. Looks at the Yellow Ranger, who is Astronema, pretending to be Ashley.
And now Melody Perkins is knocking it out of the park.
And she's like, what did Andros get you for your birthday? But it's like exactly Ashley. Like, it's like perfectly done.
Like the mannerisms, she smiles the same way.
And like they both did. I feel like, and I know they didn't because they don't have time to do this. Like, it's not like, you know, in Harry Potter 8 when Helena Bonham Carter and, like, Emma Watson did all the scenes, and they did it again for real with Helena Bonham Carter being Hermione pretending to be Bellatrix, which is, like, how you would do it. Like, I guess it's, like, the best way to be like, oh, how would you do it?
So what you're saying is Emma Watson shot those scenes.
They didn't shoot it. It was in the rehearsal, and then Helena Bonham Carter was, like,
Emma,
like,
Watson acted them out while Helena Bonham Carter watched, and then she acted like that.
Yes, and that's how those scenes were shot.
Guys, movies are nuts.
Movies are crazy. Especially big budget movies that you, like, have time and money for.
Yeah.
Power Rangers is neither.
No. Still nuts.
Still nuts. But, like, I feel like they did block it out, and it was just like, I'm going to do my parts, you do your parts, and then we'll switch and we'll be each other. Because they did it great.
Yeah.
So, Astronema doesn't know what Andros
got
her.
Right, I thought she was going to be like, a music box. Because that's the only gift she's ever been
ever received. And Andros is like, Ashley, how could you forget? And she's like, because it's not Ashley, it's Astronema.
Right, and then Ashley, who is Astronema, actual Ashley, who looks like Astronema.
Ask actual Ashley.
That's Astronema.
Oh. It's my favorite, all that.
Says what it was, and then Andros is like, oh, okay.
Okay, I believe you. And then I guess they kick Astronema so hard that she demorphs
her
and turns back into her.
Her pops off. Yeah. Which is a weird thing that can happen, I guess.
The only reason it happened is so they can do that. You're going to have to kill us both, Spock.
For that, and, like, in-universe, that's not her power, so it's not like...
Right, but it's also...
It's easier to kick the power out of someone who's not bound?
I don't think they're bound, because he was just like, here's some
morphers.
Yeah, you're fine.
What if he handed TJ the pink one? That would be cool, right?
Yeah, man.
Mix it up, Power Rangers. Don't be Doctor Who.
Yeah, I don't want to. The guy that they are probably, not like 100% confirmed, but like that guy was on a show called Traffic Light that nobody but me watched, which is why it only lasted one season. And like, he was really good on it. But guys, come on. I don't even watch Doctor Who anymore, but come on.
Maybe you would.
If they did something cool and new, yeah, maybe I would. Lady, anyone not white, combination of the two, anything different would be nice. I've liked all the Doctor. I haven't seen Capaldi because obviously I stopped watching during Matt Smith's run when the show went entirely up its own rear end. And I was like, okay, maybe the show's not for me anymore. It
came out of its own mouth.
Like a cat dog. Like that one episode of Cat Dog. But like, yeah, maybe I would watch it if they weren't just like, this again. You guys get it. Anyway, I don't want to yell about Doctor Who. I don't even care about Doctor Who anymore. Now I'm yelling about it.
I just wanted to bring up current events.
Just wanted to date the show.
I just want to date the show.
You burnt BBC America. Well, BBC regular style. Because it's also over there. It's only America over here. Anyway, Astronema is back to normal. Ashley is still Astronema. They fight, and they grab each other by the forearms and tussle.
And they just, like, spin around. Yeah, and Andros turned around for, like, 1 second and was like, I don't know which one you are now.
And I don't remember how they fixed it.
Oh, I do.
Oh, no, yeah, I do.
Because Andros picks the Morpher up off the ground.
Oh, man, this is so good.
And he just yells, "Hey, Ashley, let's rock it." And so both astronomers turn around, but Ashley does the hand motion, and astronomer just, like, fumbles through the Macarena.
She's like, "Hey, didn't want to be a Power Ranger anyway." I love that so much that he's like, "Oh, let's just do the thing that we do automatically."
Yeah.
And one of them will get it and one won't. It's great. Then they're like, "That's it." And Astronomer storms off and teleports away. She lands on the Dark Fortress.
It's a really cool teleport because, like, the graphic struts with her as she teleports away and then just, like, disappears.
Yeah.
Did she drop a bunch of Quantrons before she left? Because they fight some. Oh, no. The body switcher shows up.
The body switcher shows up. He jumps in. Then we cut back to the Dark Fortress. Oh, before we go to the Dark Fortress, because the body switcher shows up, and Ashley does a morph call, but it's Astronema, and it's like Melody Perkins doing Ashley doing the morph call, and it's really good. Then back on the Dark Fortress, Astronema shows back up. Elgar grabs her and is like, "You're not going anywhere, Yellow Ranger." And she's like, "Put me down, I swear to God."
Ecliptor just like pie faces him into the wall, and is like, "You are such an idiot.
Idiot." And she's like, she walks over, pushes a Quantron out of the way, and he's like, "Fire the Satellasers right now!" So they fire the Satellasers, get in the Megazords. The body switcher does no body switching in the morph in the Sentai footage. So no. I don't know. He's got eye lasers.
They're like probably venomous.
Like a body switcher does.
Remember when all the laser attacks were like toxic or something?
It's a poisonous. No, it's not poisonous. It turned you into a different dimension.
Oh, this venom spray. It also brings you to another dimension. Well, that's not what venom does.
I feel like venom was the other dimension and toxic was acidic.
Yeah.
It was like everything. It was just, no one looked at a dictionary. And like, I get that it was 93 and you didn't have Google. I get that. That must have been hard times.
How did you find out any answers?
We watched Adventures in Babysitting yesterday, which is a 1987 movie. And they don't have the internet or cell phones or anything.
Their car broke down, and they had to just wait until someone who could help drove by.
The jerk boyfriend had to call off a date they had planned by showing up to her house.
Going to her house.
What's that even like? Now I can cancel my plans with my thumb. It's great.
Not tonight. Send. Toss your phone.
Sorry, can't. Throw your phone in the refrigerator. Take a nap.
Your night just opened all the way up.
So they fight for like 25 seconds, and they call down the V3 missile, and they do this like Hadouken Street Fighter cabinet maneuver. It's like chunk, 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 chunk to fire it. Roll forward, punch. Is Hadouken.
Yeah,
I know what a Hadouken is.
Punch.
Nerds, don't at me.
If that's wrong, though, you're going to get added hard.
No, it's roll forward punch.
Is it?
Yeah.
Which punch? High punch, low punch, mid punch?
Probably mid punch.
I think you could aim it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't give a crap about Street Fighter.
I'm a Soul Calibur and Mortal Kombat boy.
I don't really care for fighting games. I'll play Mortal Kombat, but not well. I only like Mortal Kombat because there's so much weird mythology. They thought about that game so much.
They did.
But I don't care about moves and chains and B and B combos or whatever.
I don't even know what that second
one
was.
That's the bread and butter. That's the combo you always go back to.
Oh,
I tried to get good at Mortal Kombat when 9 came out, and I can't do it.
For Valdo, which is Soul Calibur, which is... Super Smash Bros. Is my favorite fighting game. Let me just put it on the table. But if it's not Super Smash Bros., it's Soul Calibur, and I play as Valdo, and I just throw my buttons around, and he does so many things because he's all rubber bandy.
The only fighting game I was ever kind of good at was Killer Instinct on the Super Nintendo.
Cool.
I play as Cinder, and if you just do forward, forward, and then alternate between punch and kick, he does this like fireball. It just like catches you in a combo you can't get out of. And it just pushes you into the corner and just like.
Oh, it sounds like it sucks a lot. My little brother did that in a Soul Calibur cabinet at Pizza Haven in Ridge, New Hampshire. He was Huang. I don't remember who I was, but I remember forever that he was Huang. And he just caught me in this like, ha 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 ha, and I couldn't get out of it.
In Tekken, I play as Haorong.
I play as King because he's a wrestler.
Which I don't know if I'm saying. I'm definitely not saying.
Haorong. What did you say?
Haorong. All the way. But it's the same thing. You can just string his kicks together by pushing buttons a lot.
What I'm saying is, Fighting games don't take a lot of skill, guys.
Oh, now you're getting added.
Go ahead and at me.
How did we get on this?
I don't know.
Oh, because he did the joystick.
Yeah. Thing.
My question had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, what was your question? Get us back on track.
It's not even a question. I'm just curious if I heard this right or if you maybe heard it. This is the Mega Voyager, right? It's not like a Mega Zord. It's the Mega Voyager.
Maybe. I feel like I heard Mega Voyager, but that sounds like a Star Trek.
Well, there is a Star Trek Voyager, but not... This one's the Mega Voyager.
It's a regular Voyager. Yeah. This is the far superior Mega Voyager.
Because alone, they are Mega Vehicles.
Yeah.
But I think together, it's the Mega Voyager. When they called the missile, I thought I heard Andros say Mega Victory 3 missile.
I only heard Mega V3 missile.
Maybe he said V, and I just thought it was Victory.
V for Victory.
But calling it the Victory missile is very Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I really like that.
I feel like that's very Sentai.
Yeah.
Which, guys, that you can have, but we will need $25,000. Super Sentai. If you use a Victory missile,
yeah,
that is TM. That is Hey, Jake, Nerd Industries. $25,000, and it's all yours, baby. So...
Quit my job for a year on 25.
Right?
Well, same. If it was only for me.
Yeah, if we split it, I'll just have that much money.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Pay off some of my loans a little quicker. Anyway, it's dead. I don't know what I was...
It blows up. It's like to no fanfare. It doesn't fall over. There's just like a rain of sparks, and then there's some fire on the ground
and
where
then
he
then
was.
It's dead now. And then we cut back to the Dark Fortress, and Astronomer's like, well, he was useless anyway. And you're right, Astronomer.
He sucked.
Was.
He did one cool thing, and it didn't work.
And that was it. And that was it for him. So then we cut back to the Astro Mega Ship, where for the first time ever, we're seeing the Power Rangers put their suits away in their lockers instead of just unmorphing.
Sometimes you just need a transition shot. Mythology be damned.
I guess. So they're all standing there, and they're like, open their lockers, and I got their helmets off, and they're like, Ashley, all right, let's... Let's see if you're going to be astronomer forever or not. Which, I mean, look, there's worse people you could be stuck as forever.
Here's the thing. Astronomer morphed, and when she was kicked out of the morph, she was astronomer again.
Yes.
So I feel like the morphing grid energy of morphing fixes overwrites this particular
your
magic.
Other stuff. Yeah. Yeah. This one. Not all the time.
Not all the time.
But this one
specifically. But they play it because she takes the helmet off, and there's the slow reveal of Ashley.
Yeah.
She's fine. But they play it as, oh, we defeated the monster, so you're okay. And I don't think that's what the episode set up earlier.
You say they play it that way, because Cassie literally says, oh, I guess you turned back because the monster's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also don't think that's what they set up.
I also noticed in this episode that Cassie, when she talks sometimes, just throws random words in.
What do you mean?
Because she was like, oh, you're all better, and hey, must be because we beat the monster. Like, that hey doesn't need to be in there. She's been doing that a lot this season, I think.
Now that you mention it, when she did the once a ranger, always a ranger with Justin, she said always twice.
Yeah.
She's like, always, always a ranger. I kind of like that. I feel like it's her trying to put her own stank on the dialogue that she's given.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like the rest of... Whenever stuff like that doesn't feel like the rest of her dialogue. So I feel like maybe that's her being like, I gotta do something.
I gotta give Cassie some personality.
Yeah.
She's just bubbly and throws.
Besides like rocker and like cool hair. You know.
What if I braided it and then put it in a ponytail?
What if I put it in a ponytail, braided that
well, because it's
four
it's
times.
It's only braided from the ponytail
yeah,
down.
Everything
it's not
else
braided
is
on the top of her
yeah.
head.
It's insane. Like. Because the bare minimum mechanics of braids is like you take three and you do a braid, right?
Yeah.
We're looking at least 12 strands, not strands, but clusters of hair.
Yeah,
I don't know
I
what
guess
to call
those
them.
Are strands.
I feel like a strand is one hair.
But then that's just a hair.
Look, I don't know, Josh. But we're looking at a lot of like... Okay, I got like a little bit of a very tiny bit of your hair. All right, let me do a little braid. Okay, let me do that three more times. It's bananas.
And now, pull them all back.
Yeah, boom.
Lump them together and then braid the braids.
Into one super braid.
And you got a mega braid.
Your braid is invincible. Congratulations. So then Ashley is fine and she's like, oh, and she pulls her necklace out and she's like, oh, thanks, Andros, and looks up. And Andros is gone.
There was a quick shot before it goes over to Ashley. It cuts like to Andros, just like Homer Simpson through the bush, just like backing out of the frame. And then it goes back to Ashley. She's like, thank you, because she has the necklace. Yeah. She's like, thank you for this. But he's gone.
He's gone. And then we got to him in another room. And
he's in a secret room, I think. Or maybe he's in the engine room.
Is it the engine room or just
because there's that glowing yellow.
Oh, maybe. I thought this was just a storage room that they threw Carlos in earlier. But he goes over to a pipe on the wall and it opens up. And there's like a little keypad there with way more buttons than it needs. Looks like they took the insert out of a remote control.
Scrape the numbers off of it.
It's like, yeah, so it's like just clear. And he hits some buttons and closes the pipe. And a secret door opens. And he goes in. And he walks over to this thing. And we don't see what it is. And he's like puts his hand on it. And the camera pans over.
Who can you hear in the background? Beep. Beep. Beep.
And it pans over. And you see a body outline. And the heart monitor.
Yep.
There's somebody in here.
Ooh.
And that's where the episode ends.
Yes.
So.
Uh-huh.
Josh.
Yes.
What's the best?
This is kind of a cop-out, the way I'm going to do this. The best is the body switching.
That's mine, too. So, like, specifically how well they played each other.
That's the cop-out part.
Yeah. That's the best.
Because they are my MVPs for that.
I was also going to get there, too, yeah. The worst is the body switcher.
The body
himself.
Switcher, yeah.
Obviously, because he just did one cool thing. But other than that, he was the worst part of a pretty great episode. And the MVPs, obviously, are the actresses.
Melody Perkins and Tracy Lynn Cruz. For just, like, acting like the others so well.
Yeah, they...
They talked. They figured it out beforehand.
Spot on. And it's crazy because Power Rangers doesn't do this often, where they put like a lot of care into things. And I feel like they were like, hey, this is the episode. We're just going to go do it. You be her. You be her. That's the thing. And then they're like, okay, we're going to need an hour. We'll be back. And it's when they like,
and they're like
talked
okay, I
about
guess,
it for
I
an hour.
I guess we can shoot the bridge stuff while you're gone.
Because Tracy Lynn Cruz is in like the whole thing pretty much.
This is an Ashley episode for sure.
Yeah, which is great. There's so many Ashley episodes, and I'm really digging Ashley. It's such a good time right now.
The acting at some points is, like, still a little... Like, all the birthday stuff was a little, like...
A little, like, stilted.
Yeah.
And, like...
I guess what I want to say is, like, rehearsed.
Yeah, it sounds like they're reading.
Which is what acting is, but, like, it's not coming out as naturally as it should. But, like, the rest of it is just on point.
Rest of it's pretty gold. That's going to do it for us for today. It's 1,000 degrees in my apartment. I'm probably more sweat than man at this point.
I can confirm. You're just, like...
Just a wet pile.
Just a wet Jake over
just
there.
Just a real wet Jake. Thankfully, my neighbors have stopped yelling, which is pretty cool. They did that a while ago, I guess. Thank you guys very much for listening. We will see you on Friday for a spoiler title episode. I don't remember what the exact title was. But we're like, thanks, Netflix.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what happened? I am now on the Salute Your Shorts Wikipedia page.
Oh, that's not what the show we're doing.
Well, if it's a spoiler, we're not going to say it anyway.
Okay. I mean, maybe the description was a spoiler, but we'll see you on Friday.
The spoiler was the thumbnail on Netflix for sure.
Yes.
But if you watch on Netflix, you saw that and you know what it's called anyway.
Yeah. You will see you on Friday. You guys will get it then. Anyway, until next time,
may the power protect you.
Bye.
Never mind. Sorry. Not back yet. Double tricked.